We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, tonight your ball club takes on Linden, and you're setting 2-0 with a victory so far over Central Heights last week, and then of course the season opening victory over Ellenwood. Looking at the first from week one to week two, where'd you see maybe some improvement from your football team?
Well, I thought line play improved some. We made some progress there. We passed the ball a little bit more last week in Central Heights and was pretty successful on the evening with it. I thought we did a nice job as, you know, reading things and getting the ball out quick and making things happen there. And, you know, defensively, I think, you know, we're just getting more assignment sound and the things of lining up correctly, being in, you know, gap responsible and that kind of thing. So there was definitely some improvement, which we'd like to see each week. So hopefully we can build off that for this week.
And for the second week in a row, your defense pitches a shutout. That what is it early on about this defense that is making it so successful?
Well, I think it's all three areas. I think the defensive line is doing a pretty good job. Like last week, we played a quarterback that was a pretty good scrambler. He'd had about 200 yards the week before, so we knew that we had to do a good job of containing him. And they'd run a lot of different sets, but run the same plays. They just tried to get a lot of blockers in front of him. So I thought our line did a nice job of staying low and letting our linebackers fill. And then when they did try to throw, I thought our secondary did a nice job. So it's starting up front defensively, and we got room to improve. But I think these kids are understanding, you know, what our concepts are, and they're working on getting better at it.
We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt on the Area Coach's Corner. And tonight you'll take on Linden. And as the season's gone along, the competition's gotten a little better. And tonight you'll be facing a Linden team that is 1-1. But as history points out, this has always been a challenging ball game. For your team, what are the keys to winning this game?
Well, I think getting off to a good start. You know, they're a team that they're going to want to be real physical with us, and we have to meet that challenge, and that's starting right off the bat of the game. Offensively, they got some kids. They've ran the ball pretty well inside and out. They got some speed that gets outside, but they're not afraid to go right up inside. And defensively, they're aggressive. So, I think if we come out and get off to a good start and don't give off turnovers and that kind of thing, that would help us definitely. The start of the game is going to be big for us.
As far as preparing this team for ultimately district play and for the postseason, is this the type of test your ball club needs?
Absolutely. Like you said earlier, Linden, it doesn't matter what's going on with us two. We could both be having real bad years, but our games are always going to be a nail-biter and come down to the wire. So we know that they're a team that's going to exploit our weaknesses. Hopefully they don't exploit them too much, but we'll learn a lot from this, win or lose, because they're a good quality team. Scott does a great job of preparing them, and we know it's a big challenge for us.
Coach Schmidt, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tonight against Linden, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
All right, Greg. Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the Opie State Bank, by Mel's Tire, and the Rich Door Company on KVOE Live and Local.